This is Mark's Almanac, Look Back in History. I'm Mark Pennell. It is June 1st, and it was on this date in 1925 that a little-known slugger for the New York Yankees, Lou Gehrig, started quite a streak, one that would earn him the nickname the Iron Horse. As he was summoned to pinch hit for Pee Wee Wanniger, he began a consecutive game streak that would last an astonishing 2,130 games. Following the game, the future Hall of Famer later described what he was thinking as he stood in the batter's box by saying, quote, "I needed the money badly. Baseball offered the only way to financial security for me and my own." It took Cal Ripken Jr. 70 years to finally beat that record.
Good evening, I'm David Walker.
And I'm Lois Hart. Now here's the news. President Carter has arrived in Fort Wayne, Indiana for a brief...
It was on this date 40 years ago in 1980 that the world's first 24-hour television news network made its debut. The idea of Ted Turner, the broadcast, kicked off its coverage at precisely 6 p.m. in Atlanta. And in doing so, CNN, otherwise known as Cable News Network, bucked the traditional 30-minute news trend set by ABC, CBS, and NBC by reporting news all the time. Here's Turner.
For the American people whose thirst for understanding and a better life has made this venture possible.
Today it can be seen in 90 million American households and around 160 million worldwide. Well, that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow in Today's History.